This interview is with Mrs. Elijah Bridges. Mrs. Bridges came to Champaign in 1954 from Mississippi to be with her husband, who was here working. Her first job upon arrival to Champaign was at Mercy Hospital in Urbana. This interview is being conducted on August 8, 1983, at her home, 904 Washer Drive, Urbana. The interviewers are Melinda Roundtree and Patrick Tyler, representing the Urbana Free Library Archives Department.
Okay, first off, Mr. Bridges, could you tell us where you're born?
Brooksville, Mississippi. Brooksville.
Brooksville,
Mississippi.
Okay.
Tell us the date you were born. Yeah, I was born December 7, 1909.
Okay, could you tell us a little bit about your family background, your parents, their names?
My mother was named Anna Kate. What was her maiden name? Malone. Anna Kate Malone. My dad was named Wes. I really don't know anything. I won't tell it like it is anyway. just by heart.
Okay, so you worked at Mercy Hospital. What other places did you work?
I worked there with Carson.
What did you do?
Housekeeping.
Was that the only place you worked?
Mercy Hospital in Carson.
First came here, how was the community for child in general? Was it segregated or integrated or what? How did the people?
Nah, I think it was a little, but I don't think it, you know, it was as nice as it is now. I see when you first go to a place, you got to get used to it. And quite natural, people are not going to be as friendly with you when you first come to a place and you're going to stay there for a year. So that's all I know. And you have to be in the community a while before people really, you know, just turn ourselves loose to be friendly with one another.
Okay,
Genesis
6. Martin Luther King died. How did you feel?
That hurt me to throw it, but that hadn't been my individual child. Because I think he was a fine man. That really hurt. But that's, we know over the image, you could do that mean when a leader get killed, somebody that gonna lead the people right in the right way, we know what that means. Because, you know, they kill Christ, the Savior of the world. You know, you know what they're gonna do for us when we stand up and stick our necks out for the country. Just come up dead at any time. You can prepare yourself for that. Because everybody ain't gonna like, everybody don't like right. And everybody ain't gonna like wrong. So for either one, you can get killed. You might not get killed death. You might not die dead, but they can kill your influence by telling lies. You're not this, you're not that, you is this, you is that. All that can happen to you. Now it's like y'all going around. Somebody can have a fault in you or y'all. Well, you send them little children around here, they don't know nothing. They forget about you reading it from the book. You know what I'm saying? These questions you asking me now, you're not saying it up yourself, either. Or some of you don't know anything about. Well, see, people put that on you. They don't know what they asking me. Why not? I might not know the question you can ask me, and you're younger than I am. I might not answer. But still, you have to ask. I just have four boys.
How do you spell your second son's name?
Ramsdale. R-A-M-S-D-A-L-E.
What was the last name?
The
last name?
O'Neal.
O'Neal?
O'Neal. O-D-E-N-E-A-L.
Do you have any relatives in Champaign? When you came here, why did you come to Champaign? What
decided to come? Well, my husband's up here working. And he had been married in Mississippi. And he come all up here. His uncle used to live up down in Dublin. And he come all up here working after he got out of service. And that brought me up here.
Was it easy to get a job?
No, I got a job at Mercy Hospital. I was there for about 2 or 3 years. I don't know. And then I left there and went over to Carson. I went there about 2 years or more. I don't know how long I was there. I was just a working fanatic, I guess, and I didn't try to keep up with the years. How long I was there. But I was there about 2 years. I came back to Mercy Hospital and I come home. And I started keeping children. So I kept children. All of them got good enough to go to school. And one of my little granddaughter. I always kept a house full of children.
How was crime when you first, the other years you were here?
Crime.
Was it worse? Those are all the questions that I had. there's anything that you want to tell us to remember.
No, I don't guess so. That's about all I know about.